Hi, this is Debbie Voiles, coach at Mojo for Running, with episode number 122, Off-Road and On the Trails. Welcome to the Mojo for Running podcast. I'm the coach, Debbie Voiles, and this is the podcast for middle of the packers, regular people not afraid to work up a sweat, who embrace the outdoors and that wonderful feeling of endorphins surging through their veins. My goal is to provide the information you need to achieve your goals.
I know. If you're a roadrunner, you may be saying, not me, I have no desire to go off-road. Or maybe you're thinking, if I went off-road, I'd be bound to get hurt, turn an ankle, or something worse. Or maybe you say, I don't like the woods. Woods have spiders, and spiders have webs, and there are snakes, big dangerous animals, and no restrooms. Well, I'd say all of those things are important and very worthwhile, valid feelings to have. All I ask is this: listen to my reasoning and just at least consider running in the woods. And if I can't get you to do that, then by the time you hear all of my reasoning, then at least maybe you'll think that it's worth it to go into the woods and hike. Just hike. You'll be glad you did. Before I get started, just one request. I hope you'll start following me on Instagram and on Twitter at RunTampa. I used to try to maintain a separate Mojo for Running account, but I find that it's just too much to try to keep up with all the different social media. So I'm just using at Mojo for Running. Now let's talk about trail running. Let's look at this first. When was the last time you were in the woods? Think hard now. I think some people have literally never spent any time in the woods. If you didn't go camping with your family as a kid, if you weren't a Girl Scout or a Boy Scout, and if you've always lived in a city, you may have never been in the woods. Most people, though, have probably spent some time in the woods. But how long ago was that? When my kids were little, we took them camping only 3 times. But if you ask them, and they are now the ages of 36 and 40, they would say we went camping all the time when they were kids. And they'll both tell you that those trips were always impactful. This is something it's magical. There's something magical about the woods. And with so much artificiality all around us, with most people spending most of their time, most of their working lives inside in a chair, in front of a computer screen, under fluorescent lights, with little fresh air, and the rest of the time at home, in front of some kind of electronic device. Think about it. I feel like getting outside at all is of great benefit. But getting in the woods has an exponentially greater, almost transformational effect. In the woods, not only will you breathe fresh air, real fresh air, air absent of car exhaust, but you'll smell earth and foliage and flowers. Honestly, when I'm in the woods, it's hard to even imagine why those trails aren't packed with people. But of course, I'm glad they aren't. It would kind of ruin it for me. It makes me feel like I know something everybody else doesn't, and I'm getting to do something they're all missing. I meet a group of people, a small group, it's between 6 and 10 of us that meet once a week, one morning, to run in the woods. And one of the best things about it is that all of those people, all of them, feel the way I do. We stop and look and take pictures and just, we're in awe. Every time something happens, whether it's a spider web that we enjoy, last time we took pictures of the dew on a spider web, and we saw like 4 different rabbits, and we were all thrilled about that. So having those friends with me just enhances the whole experience because they embrace it as much as I do. Here's the thing. A second reason is the mental benefit of being out there. You might be shocked at how quiet it is out there. We all know that getting out and running helps with mental fitness, relaxing, distressing. Any run will do that. The endorphins do that. But add to that the magical effect of all that I just mentioned. It is so great to get away from any other sound except birds singing and crickets chirping. The other day when I was running with my hubby, sometimes the sound of the cicadas, was so loud that we could barely talk over it, but we didn't mind. We just marveled at how loud they'd be one minute and completely quiet the next. Believe me, if you think running helps to improve your state of mind, running in the woods will have an exponentially greater impact. Now, from a physical perspective, this is probably the number one reason to run on off-road trails. When you're running off-road, every time your foot strikes the ground, the surface is different from the last step. You may be running on leaves or clay or crushed shells or gravel or bark chips or mud or hard-packed sand or sugar sand or most all of those in the very same run. In fact, you might run on all of those things within a mile. The trail I run with my friends every Thursday morning provides us with several different surfaces. And like many trails, the surface changes depending on whether it's rained or you've had a dry spell. And of course, from season to season, the trails may change quite a bit. Depending on the trail, you may be traversing roots and knobs, rocks and puddles. But no worries. In most parts of the country, you can always find an easy, relatively flat trail to start with. I mention that in case you're worried that the trail will be treacherous. I'm sure some are, but I don't run on those, and you don't need to either. The changing terrain from step to step requires much more concentration, but I find it invigorating. And think about the effect on your body. The muscles in your feet get much more use as they must work so much harder. With every step, your neuromuscular system must send messages back and forth between what your eyes see to the instructions from your brain to your muscles in fractions of a second. Your eyes see where your foot will land, and then your brain must send just the right message in an instant. Then, in an instant, must send the correct instructions back. In other words, your feet landing give feedback to your brain. It keeps you in a heightened state of alert, requiring much more from every muscle, ligament, and tendon as they work in unison to keep you upright. It's like an orchestra working together. At least it is to me. A trail run is like beautiful music. Physical therapists will gladly explain that for the body to perform well, there's much more involved than just getting the muscles to move through the entire range of motion, which is important, but it's just as much about training that messaging system to work right. And the sharper it is, the better off you are, the better your body works. I did 2 podcast episodes about it. Number 86, Balance and Proprioception for Runners. And note, 85 was Balance and Proprioception for Runners. And 86, Exercises and Drills to Improve Proprioception. About proprioception, that's your perception of where your body is in space. Running trails on ever-changing terrain trains proprioception. The first thing most people probably think of is that running off-road is easier on the joints because it's softer. Well, think about it. If you don't run off-road, then you're almost for sure running on asphalt or, worse yet, running on concrete, cement. Man was meant to run, but not on those surfaces. Running on trails means running on soft surfaces, or at least softer surfaces. One great benefit for us here in Florida is that it's cooler on the trails too, particularly. I'm speaking of shaded trails. And when it's 90 degrees and 90% humidity, even a couple of degrees makes a critical difference. Now let me quickly address the one reason that most people who don't run trails express, and that is that they worry about falling. But as I mentioned a couple of minutes ago, you can always find a trail that's not too strenuous. Even on trails with roots and rocks, and abrupt changes in elevation, I would argue that it's worthwhile to hike. That greatly lessens the likelihood of any kind of fall, but still provides the benefits. I would argue that even hiking a few miles a week on somewhat strenuous trails will greatly reduce injuries in other running, because it strengthens muscles and works that proprioception that you are not getting from running on flat ground or on pavement like you normally would run on. If you're worried about falling, I say just hike. But the other thing is, I would say get a little tougher. I mean, seriously, I'm 64. I'm actually kind of famous for some of my falls. One of my friends actually, it's kind of a joke because that's how we fell. I was running a half marathon. I mean, that's how we became friends. We were both running half marathon, and I had never met her before. I was running along, I guess, a little ways in front of her, and I fell. We had to kind of jump over just a little bit of a depression in the ground, and I tripped and fell, and she reached down and gave me a hand to help me up, and that was like 2 miles into the race. So then we actually ran the next 11 miles together, chatting. I had been an English teacher. She was a librarian. We had a lot to talk about. It was a wonderful morning. So, the thing is, a fall is a fall. You know, you get back up. I've regularly had runners join us on trails over the years that trip and fall and never return, though. I think starting with hiking helps to avoid this, but there's more. I recall one Saturday group run that we did at a place locally here called Flatwoods, one of our parks that offers extensive off-road trails as well as a popular 7-mile paved asphalt loop. Normally, we'd split up and about half of us would take to the trails. On one of these runs, one of my runners wanted to go on the trails for the first time. I took the lead for two reasons. One, I knew the trails, but two, I wanted to make sure we kept it slow and easy. We chatted as we ran along, but about 2 miles in, she said, "Deb, are you deliberately going slower than normal?" "Yep," I said. "It's the best way to make sure you don't fall." Unfortunately, about 30 seconds later, I heard an unusual noise different from the rhythm of her footfalls that I had been hearing, and a thud. Yep, she had fallen. It's a given, I think, that if you run even easier off-road trails, even if they're flat, like these were pretty much, there will be the occasional root, and one caught her foot that day, taking her down. I have fallen myself many times. In fact, one of my friends jokes that I fall about once every 3 or 4 runs. That was, that's not such a big deal. It doesn't upset me. I would say I probably fall once every 50 miles. But the thing is, it's like what I said about my making friends with the librarian. I guess they call those media specialists now. You fall down, you get back up. It's not the end of the world. Maybe you get dirty. I hardly ever get injured though. And if I trip anywhere, I'm much less likely to actually fall down and hit the ground than other people. And I think that's because I run trails so much, and it means that my proprioception is much better than the average person. Many people though fall once and never go out on the trails again. That just makes me terribly sad because they miss so much. And they miss not only the experience, but they also miss what it could do for their body that would improve all the rest of the running that they do. Here is quickly my recommendation. 1, start with hiking only, but do hike on strenuous trails to train your proprioception and strengthen your ligaments and tendons. People worry about twisting an ankle. This will help them avoid injury if they do twist an ankle. 2, when you do start running on trails, select very easy, flat, rootless trails at first. 3, in the beginning, move from hiking to running gradually, alternating running and walking. When you get to any kind of a rooty spot, walk. 4, run slowly, much slower than you normally would. 5, keep your eyes on the ground. That's a big change from what I normally would say, right? But it's critical here. Don't let anything distract you. Do stop often to look around at your surroundings, of course. That's one of the reasons you're out there. This gives you time to rest and allows you to enjoy the beauty of the trail. I will stop here a minute to tell you something that just occurred to me. In fact,
if you go on my Instagram account, you can see a video of this. The last time I went and ran out at Flatwoods, I saw three deer, and one of them was only like, probably 12 feet from me. And I got to watch this young deer walk along and then run along through the woods. It was really cool. I mean, he was still enough long enough that I was able to get out my phone and actually take a video. So if you go to my Instagram account, you will see that. Anyway, number six, concentrate on picking up your feet. Stop before you're tired too. It's when you're tired, that's when you're by far most likely to trip or fall. If you don't pick up your feet quite enough, that's what'll take you down. I'll never forget one day I ran like 15 miles in the woods. And one of these places where we run, part of the run was through the middle of the paved loop. And that was like the last 5 miles of my run. And I actually could see the pavement 100 yards ahead of me. And I looked up and saw the pavement, and looking up is what took me down, because I took my eyes off of the ground and then I hit a root and went down. So you just can't do that. Number seven, wear old shoes. Yeah, they'll get filthy. Do you need trail shoes? Well, in Florida, you don't. But I'm sure in rocky terrain, then they're probably essential, because you might be running on rocks. In Florida, we don't really have rocks, so we're usually running on some kind of a soft surface. So really, I have found that any shoes that I have worn, when my shoes get old, I use them for trails. But I have never found the need for trail shoes in Florida. Number eight, use your arms. Let them move more than normal, just like you would on hills, because you need more balance on ever-changing terrain, ever-changing ground. That's it. I hope I've convinced you to get out on off-road trails, even if it's just to hike them. Remember, hiking off-road trails will tremendously improve the fitness of your legs. And if you're worried about falling, running on trails, well, then if you hike, you're not at all likely to fall. So that's it. Please do it. Take some pictures and send them to me. You can tag me if you're on Instagram. I would love to hear about your experience in the woods. It really adds a whole new dimension to your life when you get out in the woods regularly. It's amazing. Okay, now today's quote is from John Muir. When one tugs at a single thing in nature, he finds it attached to the rest of the world.